So, our topic for the Socratic seminar today, how do we know we are living in the Anthropocene? So come up with evidence for that, discuss it, debate it, and if you exhaust that conversation, you can also move to the second question. Once we name this epoch the Anthropocene, will anything change?
Causing mass extinction in many species, and that could be a signal that we are in a new geological epoch.
So being about what Clifton said, I checked, it said 75% of animals will go extinct soon if we don't do anything, and that's like 5 billion species.
The domestic chicken is the most likely contender to be the animal that's the defining fossil of the Anthropocene.
A lot of pollution, such as carbon dioxide, which is permanently a layer in the rocks, the sediment. And I think that could also be a signal that we're in a new age.
One good thing that we can look at about the Anthropocene is that we can navigate the effects for us and make it better.
Said, I read that the amount of plastic in our waterways will likely leave identifiable fossil records.
Really? I think the next epoch that we have will cause more problems for the world because many of the changes for the Anthropocene are irreversible.
We've had a somewhat rapid evolution in the past 50,000 or so years, and that could also be causing the changes that we see, which also might be caused for a new age.
If killing our species continues, it says 75% of species are likely to be gone within the next few thousand years, how long would it take for us to eliminate all species?
When we kill off all a lot of the animals, it will hurt our food that we are able to eat, because there will be 75% less food that we can actually eat. So it will eventually come back to us.
I don't think that we're going to kill off all of our species, because I feel like if it gets bad enough, people are going to realize that we're going to, like, run out of food, and people are going to know that they need to stop using, like, chemical fertilizers and stop doing all of these things that pollute the earth, because it's going to eventually.
Trying to say is, by domesticating animals, we could create a better food source.
Yes.
I want to mention my farm master and my facilitator. You guys are part of the conversation too, so make sure that you're busy and pull up yourself if you need to.
I think that within the years, the pollution will cause the human lifespan to be shortened.
Causes the human lifespan to be shorter, but we have more pollution now and we have a longer lifespan than they did in the 1700s, 1800s, early 1900s. So it maybe I don't know, the pollution might make that happen, but so far we're having a longer lifespan than we ever had.
What's your name?
Olivia.
A reason that we're living longer is because of our advancements in medicine, mainly, and that we've been able to keep up with the pollution and stop a lot of our wars, so less people are dying of those causes.
Specifically, what radioactive elements were released in 1950?
I think it was certain isotopes of plutonium that we used to create nuclear weapons.
Riley, going back to the pollution mitigation stuff, I think eventually the amount of pollution will catch up to us and we won't have enough medicine.
Is it possible that the plutonium released it in 1950, it could have mutated animals, and that could be why they're dying off?
I'd say probably not, but there is a possibility that a certain such as cyanide and asbestos that are still affecting ecosystems today.
Chris, I would also say that only some animals that are exposed to those chemicals would be mutated, but others might not be.
Chris, what I don't understand though is with our
medicines to cure new things, more and more people are just kind of flushing them down the drain, or they're spilling toilet or whatever, and they're going into lakes, and so pollution has grown with our medicine. So medicine is also expanding our lives, but it's also brought pollution along with it. So I don't understand why pollution, unless it gets so bad that every single lake is polluted, why that would shorten our lifespan.
Pollutions in our lakes are, the medications that are in our lakes, if they got in there, are made to work for humans, but they may just be causing harm to other animals that live in that lake.
Okay. Yeah, but pollution wouldn't be, like, the only thing that's, like, making animals die, because there's also, like, we're destroying quite a few habitats currently. So, Grace said, our medicine's, like, advancing as pollution gets worse, then how do you not know that in the near future, like, sometime in the future, we're just going to end up, like, making more adaptions to the pollution, so less animals shall die, and we will live longer.
Also, to add on to that, there's also been a lot more awareness lately, I feel like, of the pollution. I've noticed a lot more communities of people picking up trash off the streets or people cleaning out lakes because, like, government is making more money for science to be able to track that. And a lot of scientists are trying to figure out how to fix the pollution because there's so much of it.
Another thing about that is scientists are actually evolving or genetically making trees that absorb more carbon dioxide than other trees, so they'll help with pollution.
How long is the Anthropocene expected to last? They usually last like thousands of years, and scientists are saying that they may be popular in the next few centuries.
Well, they're saying that the Anthropocene is supposed to be a lot shorter than the other epochs.
If this coming Anthropocene is going to happen and is going to be a lot shorter, that means that we are advancing in working to get the pollution out of the lakes and out of the rivers. So doesn't that mean that, like, our pollution could start to go down after the Anthropocene?
Might get better, but there are some things that may be permanent because
Like, what things would we not be able to?
There is a permanent layer of carbon dioxide atmosphere.
But with Bryson, he said that they were making new advancements on how to get rid of carbon dioxide. So why is the carbon dioxide layer permanent?
Because it's gotten way too high in the atmosphere. They need to, like, get the trees up in the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's messed up the carbon cycle so much that it's already by causing this global warming and, like, acid rains, or even sea levels are rising also.
Okay, but Bryson, if they're building, like, trees and genetically engineering things to take carbon dioxide out of the air, or at least reduce it, why couldn't they build something that they could bring with, like, space people on a spaceship and astronauts, that's the word, onto a spaceship and, like, try and take out carbon dioxide.
That would probably cost $1.
Okay, but I don't understand with problems like these why they why people are charging all this money for it when we're all gonna die if we don't fix the problem.
The carbon, though, is so high up in the atmosphere that it doesn't affect how we're at.
But if the carbon layer is getting so light, if the carbon layer is there and so permanent, wouldn't more and more carbon build onto it and it becomes more and more of a problem? And so wouldn't people want to be able to fix this so that we don't all die?
Well, how could we stop the over-usage of carbon dioxide?
Here's the main problem. It's we use too much fossil fuel. That's how our lifestyle is. Constantly using fossil fuel, oil, coal, natural gas. We use gas for our cars. We don't use cars. Oil we don't need. We don't need oil. These bikes, these other sources, solar energy as well.
Okay, but if we don't use, obviously, we're trying to stop using fossil fuels right now with, like, electric cars, and they're like doing things to try to, like, lower our use, I guess. So I don't really understand, like, where you're trying to go with this if we're already trying to stop our use.
Well, we're trying, but the problem is everyone wants to use the fossil fuels. Everyone wants to use this. And well, solar is expensive. But use solar energy is more expensive than using fossil fuels. Easily just get gas for, like, $35, easily, like 7 gallons of gas for $35. That's expensive. Solar is.
Like he was saying, like, it would take forever to convince everyone to stop using their fossil fuels. So it's like, it's gonna take a really, really long time to stop using.
I don't think they would have to convince them. I think they could just stop selling.
Right.
But the reason they're not stopping, well, the reason they're not stopping using the fossil fuels is because it's, like, such a big part of our economy. And it's, like, a big source of money.
Okay.
But if it's such a big part of our economy, why don't we just adapt into using all of the other solar things into our economy and start making more and more laws about using less and less fossil fuels so that it doesn't become such a huge problem?
The thing about that is it takes a long time to set up, like solar panels, and it has to be in the right area, which we need to like cut down forests and stuff, and that would damage animal life. And we've already like spent billions and billions and billions of dollars when we thought fossil fuels were like the best way, so it's hard to just go back on that.
If you guys are saying how like hard it would be to change from fossil fuels to like using solar panels or electric cars, then why not start with like a younger generation, teaching them like how like fossil fuels are bad or whatever, and then starting to like as like the older generation goes away or whatever, they die, then we can like slowly migrate to like the usage of more like solar panels or electric cars or other like fossil fuel alternatives.
Fossil fuels, like they'll just totally be out of the job, and then they'll have to like search for jobs, and then our economy will just be like. why the government's not taking into this. It's because the government's busy fighting themselves. Like, Congress doesn't care about those right now. They care about what they want, not what the people want, really.
I remember now. So, like, you guys are saying how it's, like, hard to transition from, like, fossil fuels and, like, maybe people won't want to, I guess. It's not like we're going to be, like, cutting it out. It's just, like, a slow migration, I guess. And then also, with the people being out of jobs, as we create these things, like robots or whatever, then it's going to end up being more jobs because we're going to need people to, like, tinker the robots, to change the robots. And so as we, like, as we take away jobs, there's going to be other jobs that they can always go and do.
Cars aren't the only things that use gasoline. People use gas in their houses for heating and air conditioning. And some electricity actually comes from fossil fuels because electricity doesn't just come out of nowhere. And you have to change, like, people's whole lifestyle, basically, to get rid of all that. And kind of building onto what Jaden and what Olivia said, if you're building these robots, robots are going to come anyways, and people are going to be out of a job anyways, and you actually are going to have less jobs, Olivia, because you're going to need... because you don't need as many engineers as you would to build the cars as you do to fix the robots or to fix whatever the robots messed up. You don't need as many people, so you are losing more jobs. But the robots are going to come anyways because people are making these advances and they're not thinking, like, oh, I'm going to build these guys to be able to, I'm going to program them to build solar-powered cars. They're programming them to build fossil fuel-powered cars.
Well, there would be so many people that didn't agree and didn't want to do that.
What's your name?
Lila.
Another thing is, like, we transport a lot of cargo to other countries by ship, and you don't have, like, enough power, even with a massive battery, on a ship to get it across an entire country. So there's also the power supply that's kind of stopping us. We just don't have a good enough battery.
Off carbon dioxide emissions is like the big factories building, the big factories and companies and stuff. They use so much carbon dioxide and stuff and fossil fuels that's even bigger problem than cars.
Going back to the fossil fuels in, like, our houses and stuff, might be hard for some people that have to change their entire lifestyle within not that long.
But, like, we need fossil fuels to heat our houses, to cool our houses, to do whatever. But if we need them for that, and then, like, powering ships to go all the way across the ocean, then why, and since fossil fuels are non-renewable, it's not like we're going to always have them forever. So if we can already make something that doesn't need fossil fuels, like cars, and it's going to lessen, like, the amount of fossil fuels that we use for, like, that one specific reason, then why not do it? Because then it's going to leave more fossil fuels in, like, the long run for our houses, for ships, for whatever. And if one day we're going to run out of them, if they're not renewable, we're going to need to find a new energy source anyway. So why not start using those cars to give us more time with, like, that way of heating our houses to figure out another way. And then also, if you have people in the back over there that have their hands up and you're not seeing it.
So, all these things that we're doing to our planet are all part of the reason why we are in the Anthropocene right now. And, I mean, obviously we're not just going to take all of our technology and modern inventions away, create how the Earth was. So, the Anthropocene seems like it's just going to keep continuing until we find it healthier ways for our planet.
Okay, we have 15 minutes left. If you have not spoken at all yet, please take this opportunity to look at something on your page and find a way to respond to something. If you have spoken 15 times, just step back a little bit and let other people have this opportunity.
I think the problem with solar is that it's so expensive. You need so much of it to power your one small thing.
Other types of energy, like there's wind energy, like using the windmills and stuff like that. Different ways to get them.
Back to the company, so that's actually how we actually pay. If we don't, we have a lot of, we have more electricity than what we need. We're actually just giving money back to them in a way. So another way we can actually pay the power company. So the outcome is actually like expensive, but the outcome is good. We have a good outcome.
Solar panels and solar powered things require batteries inside of the solar panels. So with more batteries, batteries don't break down, and if they do, it takes a very, very long time. So isn't that, once the batteries die, creating more pollution?
We should still have some fossil fuels. We should just replace like the things that are burning them a lot with more technology to lower the pollution levels.
What if we raise technology levels, some of the old technology that's not used might get like tossed out and not used, and then that will probably start polluting.
At this point, we can't really reverse any of like a lot of it.
Adding on to what Emil just said, since the fossil fuels have been here so long, I feel like we can only, I don't think if there's a way to completely get rid of all the fossil fuel stuff we've been using.
Okay, so planes also use a lot of gas from fossil fuels, and people go on planes like every day. There's like thousands and thousands of planes going across the country. People aren't just going to like stop using planes to take a lot longer to get to their destinations. Environment, a lot of people don't care.
I'm going to what Amelia said, that the pollution over the years has gotten so bad that it just keeps going up and up. There's no way that we can just reverse any of these things. We just have to try to make it.
Cars anymore, or use boats, or use planes, and we can only use like bikes. How are you gonna get across the ocean on a bike?
That's what Lacey said. We can't like remove everything that's causing pollution, but we can like start slow and like so it can eventually just be like.
Not just the carbon, the emission of carbon dioxide, it's also trash. Because actually, from massive satellites, there's actually two islands of trash that make about the size of Mexico, the Pacific garbage patch. So it's the two islands of swirling trash in the Pacific Ocean.
One thing that we are doing to solve our lack of energy and to stop using fossil fuels is a reactor that acts like pretty much a mini sun and gives off massive amounts of energy. And they're working on it, but they're not sure if it's going to be possible to make it work. But they are working on it.
How can we reduce the pollution that we have?
It's actually the emission of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. So the heat is just basically, that's why the water sea levels have been rising, because of this heat trapped under the atmosphere. So eventually, yeah, global warming is going to happen, and sea levels will rise up. Eventually, even Hawaii will even sink, will be at the bottom of the ocean, eventually. That will take 6,000 years.
Trash cans, and some people have two recycling bins.
non-recyclable items go into recycling bins, wouldn't that kind of kill the purpose of having them in the first place?
There's a place, I can't remember, it's Germany or Sweden, a town, and you literally get fined for putting the wrong things in recycling bins.
So how you're talking about how, like, other countries in, like, Europe are, like, trying to, like, lower the, like, trash, whatever. In Denmark, there's actually more people who are riding bicycles than are driving cars because they have, like, bike paths, like, next to highways in the hills. You can just see, like, paved roads for bikers to take, and so that's pretty cool. And then also,
that still doesn't really get rid of all cars, because the longer, like, drives, you can't really ride your bike, because it would take, like, 3 weeks. Why does it take a long time?
And what's limiting us from getting rid of all this pollution, I think, is the fact that it's money. That's our limit, is that we can't, it's too much money. That's our boundary between.
And with the, like, problem with pollution and stuff, it's not like we can't live on, like, almost zero waste, because there's this girl who, I don't remember for how many years, has been living on zero waste, and she has all of her trash in, like, a mason jar, and it's all the trash that she's used for, like, probably more than, like, 7 years. So it's not like we can't do it, it's more like we're choosing not to do it.
I don't think we're choosing to do it because we're all pretty lazy, I guess, honestly, so that's a big reason. We all want to spend the effort.
You know, people probably just think it's easier just to throw up the trash and just walk away from it, or just throw it on the ground if they want to deal with it.
Yeah, if you ask, like, an average person, like, would you rather bike 30 miles or drive 30 miles, you'd probably just say drive because it's easier.
Okay.
And if we did recycle a lot, there's still those non-recyclable items that you still have to trash. We'll have those, like, all over the world. What are you going to do with all that?
I think people are doing what's best for, like, themselves and easier for themselves, not, like, what's the best for, like, our economy.
It's because all the modern, like, improvements we've been making are all to our benefit, and so we aren't going to make things, like, healthier for the environment, but a water problem upon us.
I think it's more like that we're really used to what we're doing right now, so it's going to be a lot harder. It's going to take a much longer time to change.
Places instead of riding in cars, they're not just doing, like, some people are, I think
Attention students in Ms. Berry's classes. Please go to room 208 for class. Once again, students in Ms. Berry's classes, your room is ready to return to room 208. Thank you.
Some people might be doing it just because they want to, but a bunch of people are just doing it to set an example to our society, like our economy, like the people in the country.
Interruption. That was only sixth graders for Ms. Berry. Please go to room 208. Sixth graders only for Ms. Berry. Please go to room 208.
That we should choose the easy way out, but I don't think that they realize that it's actually hurting the earth and causing more problems in the world. And they just don't realize that because they just think it's so easy to do this, but they're forgetting.
Okay. Great job, guys. Leave these papers on the table. I'll come around and collect them. Yes, sir.
Can you turn the
No, I need one.